You know.
Almost live from one of the most diverse cities in America, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D.
And Becca.
And now, with one coffee table and three microphones, here's Nate.
I really need to get that thing redone, because we've got five microphones this week in the studio.
Two cats, one Becca,
mm-hmm.
No partridges, no pear
trees. And a beer.
And a beer. Coming up on the show this week, we'll talk about Barbara Walters being pissed off, stupid DJs and their listeners, and another visit to Florida Corner.
Yay, Florida.
Yay, Florida.
Because that's what we got to do. But first off, let's start with the simple stuff. Hey, Ted, how was your week?
Well, my week was fantastic. Becca and I headed out to the East Bay to visit a friend of mine who had a baby, and we went to a vegan soul food place. Who knew that a vegan soul food place existed? Actually, a lot of vegans in Sacramento know it existed. What are you going to say, Nate?
I didn't think vegans had souls.
Oh,
that's gingers. I'm sorry.
That's
it's terrible.
That's not the same thing.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what you could soulify when you're vegans. It's like deep fried chicken. No, tofu. It wasn't real chicken. Deep fried chicken and...
What else was there? Mac and cheese, potato salad, barbecue, tofu, greens.
Cheese with a Z, just in case anyone was taking
track. Black-eyed peas.
Of course it was.
Cornbread. It was an insane amount of food, and we both went into a severe food coma.
That's true. I almost fell asleep driving home, which isn't the safest way to get home.
Yeah, that's not good.
No, but then we stopped for caffeine, so we survived.
Yeah. Becca, anything good other than that for you?
Yeah, I was... also, in this same trip to Berkeley, I went to a graduate fair at the Graduate Theological Union. I'm thinking about going back to school, and there's this place in Berkeley called Holy Hill.
Holy Hill!
I know, mm-hmm. And it has like Batman. 9 different Christian denomination seminaries, and then like a school for Judaism, a school for Buddhism, school for Islam.
Holy like crap, Islamism. Dude.
I know, right? And so it's funny because we went there and they had all these little tables out with each of the different religious schools, and they all had sort of like promotional little freebies, you know, so that you would take them and remember their school and give them thousands of dollars in tuition. And most religions, they just went with the pen. You know, it's pretty standard.
It is mightier than the sword.
Exactly, exactly. True. But some religions, they deviated from that. Like the Baptist seminary, they gave out hand sanitizer, which I thought was really funny because...
Baptismal sanitation.
Because of the unclean?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you know, if you can't, you know, submerge yourself in a river at a moment's notice, you can at least, you know, wash your hands. And then the Unitarian Universalists, whose speaker at the program, you know, said... that, you know, they love all religions and, you know, are just feel really warm and fuzzy about life. They were the only ones giving away candy and shell necklaces.
Nice.
Yeah. And the Buddhists gave away nothing. They were the only ones who gave nothing. And I think it's because they're not attached to materialism.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would be kind of counterproductive for the Buddhists to be handing out swag. Come be a Buddhist where we don't have possessions or anything. Here, would you like a gift bag? It's a gift bag of holiness. I know, it sounds awesome, doesn't it?
I don't know.
Anything good for you this week, Christiana?
I spent the last weekend in Corcoran, California with about 300 teenagers. It was actually a lot of fun. There were many jokes about being in Corcoran, California. Not a lot to do there, which, you know, may or may not come as a surprise.
Corcoran?
Corcoran.
I don't know.
The prison is.
Oh, the prison.
Corcoran prison. No, I don't know. I don't know why I assume everybody has encyclopedic knowledge of California correctional facilities.
Yeah,
but,
oddly, no.
I feel like you need to put this in context for our listeners because you just said you were near a prison with 300 teenagers.
Mm. It wasn't a scared straight weekend, was it?
No, it wasn't a scared straight. It was my continued volunteer work with the YMCA's Youth and Government Program. Which I hope I don't give. Maybe I should be sort of more Donut-Zach like in my reluctance to combine those extracurriculars with our sometimes colorful other content. But it's a really good program. It's a model legislature in court for teenagers. Super inspiring. I always want to, you know,
it sounds
cheer
great.
Them on. It's fun. We went camping on the lawn at the YMCA. It was good times. They had a pool with a water slide, but the water slide wasn't working, which I feel was kind of like a bait and switch.
Boo.
Because I sold the whole weekend as like, water slide. And it's not just like a little in the pool water slide. It's like a circuitous curly Q, big giant yellow, take a like four flights of stairs to get to the top of it.
Oh man.
Thing, and it wasn't working. No! Exactly.
That's exactly, everybody went, that was the noise in their mind.
Yeah. Actually, no. Well, in the teenage vernacular, it's, oh, that's the wild teenage noise for things that are bad or telling teenagers to do things.
That sucks.
So teenagers are Napoleon Dynamite now? When did that happen?
I think Napoleon Dynamite is a teenager, right? If I'm not.
He was, but that was in the 90s. He's 50 now.
Oh, wow, God. My goodness. There's a time warp.
It is.
I missed it.
I don't know. I never was good at math. That's kind of how it works. This weekend, I had a going away party. My friend Josh got a job in Denver, and he's leaving Sacramento. He is going to his hometown of Denver to take a job there. So there was a big going away party at DeVere's, the Irish pub.
I have another friend who was there, I think, because he told me about he was at, yeah.
Yes.
We have mutual friends.
Yes. And without
that
getting...
That must have been the party.
It was the party.
People who were there.
It was, in fact, the party. And it was... And I don't stay out late that much anymore. And if you're in DeVere's, once you get past, say, 11 o'clock, the din just gets really loud.
Yeah.
And at one point, every my hearing, I went from focusing on a conversation to just sort of letting my ears relax. And it was just this weird Twilight Zone feeling of this incredibly loud din of just noise. And I felt like the Grinch that stole Christmas in that part where he goes, noise, 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 all that horrible noise.
Oh, man.
Oh, dear.
If I didn't have a beer, it would have been really bad.
Did the beer help your heart swell three times its size?
No, it was Guinness. It's healthy. It's good for you.
Oh, good. Okay.
Guinness, good for your heart. So,
Make Darling Show, brought to you by Guinness.
If only.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Awesome.
Since you mentioned it, if you want to support the show.
Send us Guinness.
We're powered by Amazon. So if you're going to buy something on Amazon anyway, if you're going to buy something online, if you're going to buy something that you don't need to hold in your hand for like a day, go to NateDarlingShow.com, click the Amazon tab, and shop away. It doesn't cost you anything extra, and it helps support the show. So, yeah, there was that. There was the loud noises. And my friend Josh, when he has a little to drink, can get a little obnoxious, unlike, you know, everybody else that I know. so he was trying to help someone. I'll call him Brian. That's not his name, but I'll call him Brian. So we're out on the patio outside, and every time someone would walk by, Josh would then loudly say, "Have you met Brian?" Which caused a great deal of embarrassment for Brian.
Is this a story I can use later?
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not uncommon, but I wouldn't want to embarrass Brian like that. So
I would hate to, if I knew Brian's, I'd hate to embarrass somebody who's hypothetically named
Brian. Honestly, I'm just doing it for story's sake. He was being perfectly normal about it. It was just, what do you do when one of your friends is doing that to you in a situation
Depends.
Like that?
I mean,
I go
could
inside.
Be good.
It was not good. No.
No.
There were superheroes out though. There were people dressed as like superheroes.
Nice.
And my friend Josh the next morning posts on Facebook, "Hey, look at the picture I found." And I'm like, "You don't remember taking that? You made the guy dressed as Wolverine pose with you."
I found in my phone.
What I found in my phone. So it was a good time was had by all. My favorite part was a member of the superheroes. Not all of them could get into the bar. One was rejected, and he's standing outside next to us. He was on outside of the patio because basically the patio is just the sidewalk part that's fenced in for people who want to smoke. And the sidewalk is right next to it. And this guy goes, "They wouldn't let me in. They wouldn't let me in because I'm too Mexican." And I'm like,
"What?"
Yeah, I'm like, "Yeah, that's it, dude. You are too Mexican."
Why were people dressed up like superheroes?
I didn't ask.
Oh, I'm curious.
I was not.
I'm trying to think of
Do
what
you feel
the
like it was like
was.
An event we should have known about?
No.
Probably. Oh.
Not I.
Was there a theme amongst those dressed as superheroes?
No.
Were they all men? Oh,
no.
Okay.
No. Mixed genders, mixed Marvel and
DC.
And DC, yeah, there was no rhyme or reason to any of it.
Was it sexy costumes or just...
No, not so much.
All right.
Again, no, absolutely no rhyme or reason.
Chris Chaney grinned.
Oh, hi. Hold on.
Oh.
What? Don't get ahead of us, computer.
Damn
That's
it.
Bullshit.
Damn you, Internet.
You do what we tell you.
Damn you, Internet.
Oh, it's never going to catch on.
Autoplay. Here's my problem with the Internet. Either it won't play at all or it plays right away. It's just a terrible thing. All right.
Gore.
So let's delve into this week's show. This is going well. I like it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine things would go better. I mean, how could they possibly go any worse? Let's just... Theme song for this week's show. This comes to us from Minneapolis, Minnesota, where a gay TV reporter was fired for adding big homo dads to a story as a joke.
When I first read that, in my mind, it was just... It was like... I didn't know if it was print or visual or TV. And I had this image of, like, did he add, like, some, like, homo dads right. in the background? Like, he added them for spice? I didn't understand. I'd missed the quotation marks, I suppose, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, basically...
In my head, it was kind of funny in a bad way, I guess.
So some twins were invited to participate in the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House lawn. And their big homo dads, Paul and James, welcomed it with enthusiasm. Here's what happened. Out and proud Minneapolis newsman Mark Saxonmeyer was fired from KSTP after a coworker failed to delete the quote, the phrase big homo dads. It was a line he jokingly put in a story about the gay couple who's attending that Easter egg hunt. He pitched the piece, then turned it over to a colleague when he couldn't make the interview with the dads. He explained she was in the process of writing her web script on the computer because you have the story that goes on TV and then you get the one that goes on the web. He says, so I wrote a few things into the web script to make her laugh. The big homo dad's line was one of these things. I said, make sure you delete that because obviously that would not be funny out of context, said the fired newsman. Obviously. She deleted she deleted most of it. There was one little part she missed.
What context would it be funny in?
Well...
I thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Didn't you think it was funny when you looked at the article initially?
It is funny.
No,
homo
it's a
dad.
Good one.
Big
context.
Homo dads. I don't
know. Racism's funny when it's not, you know,
that's
public.
Not racism.
No, I mean, homophobic. Like, anything is like, it was just a joke. If they knew it was just a joke.
Well, and he's gay. He's out and proud. He's
oh,
the
he's
one who
gay
made
too?
It. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That does kind
of
change it.
Yeah,
yes,
he's the
exactly.
one who, he was writing it to sort of, he was basically helping her with the story. To sort of explain why it's a big deal and what sort of things would be different for a gay couple that were doing it as opposed
oh, okay.
to a straight couple.
Never mind. And I didn't read carefully enough.
So he added...
Negative 10 points for me.
That's fine. So he added these little things into the script and she forgot to delete them.
Whoops.
And now he's been fired.
No.
Yikes.
Yeah. He says...
Way harsh, Ty.
Yeah. He says... I'm not sorry for me. I'm a big boy. I'll get over it. I made the profoundly stupid mistake. There's just no getting around that. I have apologized profusely. It was stupid, inappropriate, irresponsible. It's beyond comprehensible. When you are gay, you sometimes feel you can say things because they're coming from a place of not of disrespect or evil. I don't want KSTP to suffer in any way. I know KSTP knows it did not come from a place of malice. I had nothing but a terrific year and a half there. I'm old enough to understand that this was a grievous mistake. I hate to have others' reporters' name dragged into this. I just feel so terrible. I feel like I've kicked myself in my own butt here. I will forever regret this.
Kicked yourself? More? Never mind.
He put
inappropriate gay joke.
He put. Wow.
But I can't.
No.
Sorry, that was inappropriate.
So did this phrase go live on the web?
It did.
Okay. Where are the copy editors? Yeah. What copy editor would pass the phrase "big homo dad"? That all looks good.
Well, there That's are. Right. Here's the thing with
no hobo.
There, right? In a lot of places, there is no copy editor. The reporter writes the story, and they should check their story. And sometimes you don't. You just boom. Okay.
That's the new world.
What's wrong with the world today?
No money for checkers.
No filters.
So
no
that's
facts.
That's what happened there. This next story, Christiana didn't find funny, and I don't find it funny either, except there's a part of it I found funny. So
funny except for the part that was funny.
Yeah, except for that part that was funny. It's not funny at all.
Well, the punchline does take it down a couple notches.
The headline, pregnant Ooh. Women use deadly force in fight over man.
Actually, it starts out not funny.
Oh, I hated this story too. I'm with you.
Yeah,
it's so
not,
upsetting.
It's
so,
not funny. So let's, she could have...
So let's
well, okay, you
could have.
Let's listen
you
in.
You boys, you have your fun. I don't want to say boys because I would side Ted's on here. Then Beck and I will tell you why you're wrong.
Let's go ahead and listen to this man's explanation of why women fight over him.
I mean, I am handsome.
Chris Chaney grinned and bragged yesterday about a fight between his current and former girlfriends. Both are pregnant with his children.
Wow,
but today, the man who called himself a heartbreaker has a different attitude.
How's he taking it today?
Not well. They both know that they have to take it just one day at a time.
She says Chaney's current girlfriend, 21-year-old Elise Kelly, just got part of her right leg amputated.
Oh, it's a lot of bandages. I don't know. I just know it's down at the bottom.
Kelly was severely injured yesterday morning when police say Chaney's former girlfriend, 26-year-old Sherelle Hunter, took Chaney's car and rammed Kelly against the wall with it. Hunter, who is 5 months pregnant, has been on the run ever since. Kelly, who is 4 months pregnant, has been at Memorial Hermann Hospital undergoing extensive surgery.
Is the baby okay?
He's doing fine.
Okay, so you know it's a boy?
Yes, it's a boy.
Chaney's family members say Kelly is in shock and heavily medicated.
Yeah, she's upset, but she's not saying, like, too much.
So...
No, I'm just kidding. That wasn't funny.
I'm baffled at this. What is the deal with women in this intense violence that is hitting the news lately?
Is there a deal? Yeah, is it lately?
Yes.
I'm not sure.
I have heard so many more stories about women behaving incredibly violently toward other women lately that I find it absolutely shocking. And it's not just like junior high girls having a fight in the schoolyard. It's women running each other down with cars. I mean, it's crazy.
To be fair, I think there's an equally long and storied history of man on woman violence.
That doesn't enter into this story at all.
Right.
At all. I mean, I'm talking about this story and
crazy people doing crazy things.
Yeah, it's become sort of a weird thing that obviously there was always violence people on people, but you never heard about women doing unspeakably horrible things to other women other than being really catty. So what's up with this physical violence?
I'm not sure I can accept the premise of any of that. I just have to reject the
which
whole thing.
Part you don't think women on women violence is increasing?
No.
And okay.
And the catty thing and everything else.
Oh no, that's true.
Do you think women on women violence is more likely to be reported? That it makes more salacious story somehow?
No, I mean, this is a story. If you run down a pregnant, I don't care who you are, if you run down a pregnant woman through the car, it's going to make the news.
True.
Because it's an incredibly heinous thing to do. But the thought that a pregnant woman would do that to another pregnant woman is just baffling to me. It really is. I mean, you've come a long way, girl, but stop it.
You know what I think this story really does illustrate, though?
What's that?
Is the common plot device fallacy of a woman tripping and falling down a small flight of stairs and miscarrying.
Oh yeah, I mean, women are
bitch got pinned against a wall.
Yeah,
she's still pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think they said the girl who ran her down was 5 months pregnant. Mm-hmm. And the current girlfriend is four months pregnant. So if you can imagine,
there's your motive.
Right, like I can imagine a certain amount of grief and hysteria over being treated that way.
Sure.
Not that anything justifies driving with a car, but and I don't know.
But let me explain something to you. You know who really deserved to get hit by a car if anybody did?
The guy. Dude. Yeah.
This guy right here.
Guy?
I mean, I am handsome.
You're a douche. I
mean, that is a baffling response to
seriously. Yeah. Seriously. He impregnates two women within a month of each other. And instead of going and smacking the crap out of him, they're attacking each other.
That is terrible. That is terrible. It happens a lot, though. It's hard to, like, you still want to be with that person, so you can't really feel your anger for them, so you turn it all on the other.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I am handsome.
Well, he makes a good point.
I know. It's hard to argue.
The more I hear it.
It's logic.
So, moving on. Moving on from that terrible story. Barbara Walters. There were reports that Barbara was going to be retiring in 2014, but apparently that's not necessarily so. She went off on The View and took a little dig at the paparazzi. Let's see if we can take a listen to
paparazzi.
Oh, see that's just wrong. That's just Wong.
Oh.
See, if you're going to go there, I am too, because yeah.
So there were many reports last week saying that I was retiring from ABC, and there was an assumption that I would be making an announcement today.
Okay.
And the paparazzi were outside of my home,
you're
which
like
is
Justin
always
Bieber.
Such a pleasure. Yeah, yeah, we have a lot in common, Justin and I. However, here I am, and I have no announcement to make.
Yay. Here I am, I have nothing to say. Yay!
I know, it was amazing applause break.
That is pretty much what The View is. Here we are, we have nothing to say. Thank you.
I don't watch The View, I have no comment on that.
It's sort of like this show. Oh wait, we do have things to say.
Oh, we should get to them. I was kidding. Next week, maybe. What? I don't know.
One never does. I mean, I have things to say.
Chris Chaney.
Oh, come on, damn it. Damn you, internet.
Spoiler.
I am handsome.
Oh, there no. We go.
That's gonna be Nate's new like tag in the opener.
So going to get
Nate,
that.
Nate, darling, I am handsome.
Anytime you piss off Christiane to play that sound drop.
Yeah.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, I'm first up in cool or tool because it's time to move on with the show. Firing a guy for big homo dads. Christiane.
I guess knowing the whole thing kind of toolish, maybe. I don't know.
I'm glad you have strong feelings. Becca, what do you say?
You had to do it. So, yeah. But not hiring copy editors, that's really tool.
That's the tool. That's Ted? True.
I gotta agree. It's cool. You know, you play around with fire, you get burned, as they say. Sorry, guy.
You know, I'm going tool. I think it's crap. I think we've become a society where people make a mistake and there's suddenly this call that they should lose their livelihood. Suspend the guy, give him a week off, give him 2 weeks off if you want, and reprimand him. But for someone to lose their livelihood because they made one mistake that had absolutely no malice behind it is absolute crap. It's a terrible, terrible sort of trend that's going on. That it's like, oh, well, you did one thing wrong, but it was really bad, and we feel it was really bad, so you've got to go, and you've got to go now. I mean, come on.
Well, if you put this guy against the basketball coach, and who deserved the firing?
Exactly.
The basketball coach who was using using malicious hate speech and then physically harming his players.
Absolutely.
Deserved to be fired more than this guy.
Right, because... And
who actually did a real apology.
And the coach, not only because of that, but the coach, it was a pattern of behavior over many, 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 many practices.
Right.
It wasn't just like, oh, one practice, he got really mad and called somebody a homo. Actually, it was the faggot word. Anyway, moving on. Up next in Cooler Tool, being so handsome that women fight over you. Ted...
Oh, well, you know, it works for me, so it's cool, but but this dude's a tool, obviously.
Becca, what do you think?
Tool.
Christiane?
Tool, and he should have put something on the tool so he didn't end up with two women pregnant at the same time.
Yeah, but you know what?
That uncool tool.
That just ruins the sensation. But I say if you really want a sensation, get a York peppermint patty.
Bought through Amazon.com.
Yeah, do whatever you
Nate
want.
Nate Darling Show.
Yeah,
only that guy had a York peppermint patty. Yeah. This whole thing.
He could have had the sensation of being atop a giant mountain. You know, it's such a crap situation. Everybody in that situation is a tool. Except maybe the poor woman who got pinned against the house. And finally, cooler tool, Barbara Walters for having absolutely nothing to say. Christiane?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not very committal today, apparently, on the cooler tool.
Good thing we have an extra person.
I just
Becca,
don't feel super judgy, I guess.
Becca, what do you say?
I'm going to say tool. The whole, like, will I retire? Won't I retire? Just do your job. You know, if you want to do your job, do your job. If you want to retire, that's cool. But no fake controversy.
Ted?
I think it's cool. You know, if people are talking snap, you got to say, no, this isn't happening. I'm Barbara Walters, and this is what's up. Paparazzi.
I think Barbara Walters is a tool, and here's why. She's 153 years old. She's holding down a job that could be done by a much younger woman, maybe a woman in her 50s or 60s. She's just clogging up the works. You got more than enough money.
What?
Go ahead and do some philanthropist work or something. Get off.
I think she does.
Get off. That's what I'm saying. You're 153.
What, your lawn?
Yes, exactly. Get off my lawn, my TV. Stop it. There are plenty of people who need to be on TV more than you do. Go away. Go away.
Well, now I get to give that a tool.
You're fighting for Barbara Walters' right to stay on TV to 300 years old.
I didn't really care about it before now, but why should she?
Well, at least I've sparked
some
passion.
It's hard for older Americans to have jobs. I think it's great that she's still working.
But she doesn't need one is my point.
Lots of people don't need jobs, but they keep working.
She's enjoying
like,
what she
not
does.
Everybody taps out once they hit like a magic number of money. There'd be a lot of...
She's 85 years old.
All of BP could just go home and be like, we're done. We've made all the money we need. We're out.
No, they could. But they're a corporation, and corporations are people. As we've learned.
Right, so the corporation that is old should also move along and make
that's a good idea.
For new...
Get off of TV, BP.
Barbara Walters. Stop, yeah, BP, stop telling us about how awesome the Gulf is now.
Yeah.
Cut it out. Here's a story that is going to be... This is one we're all going to fight about, and I love those stories. Those are my favorites. There is a beef over a female rocket scientist's obituary. And the New York Times has changed it from its original publication. Now, Yvonne Brill was a brilliant rocket scientist. She invented a propulsion system for satellites in the early 70s. She received the National Medal of Technology and Innovation in 2011. Yet her New York Times obituary, published in the newspaper, begins like thus. She made a mean beef stroganoff and followed her husband from job to job and took 8 years off from work to raise 3 children. The world's best mom, said her son, Matthew. But Yvonne Brill, who died on Wednesday at 88 in Princeton, New Jersey, was also a brilliant rocket scientist who in the early 70s invented a propulsion system to help keep communication satellites from slipping out of their orbits.
Which is important.
Yeah, it is. it makes DirecTV possible.
Right.
Many readers realized that the Times obit writer criticized the Times and obit writer Douglas Martin for leading with her contributions at home rather than the field of rocket scientists. Science. If you were tasked with writing Brill's obituary, you'd probably want to start with a litany of scientific innovations, wouldn't you? Wrong. Doug Barry wrote on Jezebel.com, which is a website that makes me want to punch things. Mostly inflatable clowns, so don't worry. You'd rhapsodize about her beef stroganoff because even rocket scientists' wives and mothers are still only as important as their best culinary accomplishments. Oh, God. The people on Jezebel.com, such snarky dicks. Such snarky dicks. Anyway.
You wanted to drop a C word there, didn't you?
No.
I mean, because they're mostly C's and not dicks.
Well, that's Doug Barry, and he's a dick.
D's. He's a D.
He is.
He's a D.
A Doug.
But the rest of them.
He's a Doug. So let me ask you this, and I'll
bad
start.
Bad word baiting right now.
I'll start with you, Becca. What do you think about this whole obituary thing? Do you think it's like much ado about nothing? You think it's the criticism is justified? I mean, I wrote an obituary for my mom, so I understand what goes into them. It's a little bit different, obviously, if you're dealing with a public person who isn't famous. It's a little bit different thing. So what do you think about the way it sort of started and how it was all laid out?
I understand the effort to sort of like humanize her and make it interesting right off the bat. But I think I read that Jezebel piece and some other pieces, and they said, you know, well, if this had been a male scientist, you know, that never would have been the first thing that we wrote about. But I guess it's kind of a dual problem because on one hand, you know, we overvalue maybe family life for women and we undervalue it for men. And where am I going with this? I don't know. I think like making like the very first thing you say about her is that she followed her husband around from job to job and took time off work. Like those aren't even things that she did. I mean, she did them, but they're not accomplishments. So, yeah, I don't know. I agree. It rang a little weird.
Actually, the first thing was she made a meat beef stroganoff.
That's right. That part, too.
Ted, what did you think? Were you...
I'd be curious to see what the actual headline for the obituary was, unless it's just her name. But you know, I feel like they probably interviewed the Matthew and they, you know, what do you remember about your mom? And it's a personal family part. And then they went into the career stuff. So mm-hmm. I don't know, man, I'm just an insensitive man with a penis. But I don't know. It doesn't bother me. If we knew Einstein made a really amazing blueberry muffin recipe, like you didn't know this about Einstein, but he made amazing blueberry muffins, but he also did other amazing things. I don't know. I don't have a problem with it. I don't think it's sexist. I think it just gives her a more personal side about her that I think is kind of nice.
You're a devout angry feminist, Christiana. What did you think?
Oh. It's true. I am. I thought.
Bait,
well,
bait.
I'd like to know more about the how the story was composed.
Right.
Because, you know, the fact that the lead closes with the son's comment, like maybe usually obituaries, since most people aren't famous when they die, their family members do write it.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, I think whatever was most important to the family, like the first thing that comes to mind is usually the children that write it, loved one. Maybe it is like, you know, her smile lit up the room, or she could always make things better with her cookies. And that's all totally legit. But when you're the New York Times, and probably the reason why she warranted an article, or what I'm guessing is a larger print with a photo, mm-hmm. obit, was because she was a rocket scientist, not because she was really good at making beef stroganoff.
Literal rocket scientist.
Yeah. Yeah, literally a rocket scientist. I think it's cool that it's getting more press now, because I didn't read about her having died just... I didn't read about her scientific accomplishments until there was this
right.
controversy. But yeah, I don't think they would have talked about that if she were a man. But I get what Becca's saying, that it's also kind of a shame that when men who've invented things died, we don't get any insight on their home life. Like maybe they also make a rocket beef stroganoff.
Yeah, or they, you know, every day when he got home, he played with his kids for an hour, you know, something like that.
Right.
I mean, let me ask you this on a personal level, mm-hmm. as a lawyer and a mother,
mm-hmm.
How do you want to be, if the first thing that you want to be remembered as, what would it be?
Boy, oh, you're hitting me right in the midlife crisis, aren't you? I don't know. That's a loaded question, because I've gone through most of life with my mom, who was a stay-at-home mom for until my dad got laid off. She was at home. Then when I was in high school, my dad got laid off. She went to get work because, you know, food, housing, shelter,
right.
all that good stuff. And she would bristle. I remember all growing up, she would really bristle and get really pissed off at other moms at PTA meetings. She'd be like, "What do you do?" "Oh, I'm a homemaker." That was her self-described thing. And they'd be like, no, for work.
Ooh.
And she's super pissed about that. But at the same time, she would, I think Amy Irving used to be married to Steven Spielberg, and she had something about how she didn't want to be known as just Mrs. Spielberg or like so-and-so's mom or whatever. And that also made my mom really angry. So I'm equally conflicted, because
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't feel like birthing a child is an accomplishment.
Right.
Well, at a certain point in my labor, it did feel like an accomplishment not to die, but I'd like to do something more worthy of remembrance than just raising my child. However, if I didn't raise my child well, that would be bad.
Right.
Conflicted.
Here's where I go with this whole thing. And I understand why. And first of all, Jezebel can suck it. But mm-hmm. I think the fact that she took 8 years off from work to raise three children and still did what she did in the field of rocket science makes it that much more amazing that you can step out of a field for 8 years, step back in and do something like that. I think it really just sets up how much more amazing that accomplishment is, rather than, you know, if you just sit there, you're doing it all the time. Yeah, it's still amazing.
No, what could she have accomplished if she didn't have to take 8 years off?
Yeah. Well, and it's not, it doesn't seem as though she had to, it's she chose to do that.
How do you know? You don't know that.
You
in
don't,
the 70s.
You don't know.
And a lot of that is like false choice. Like you choose your choice, because it's usually easier for a woman to step out of the employment field.
Yeah. And it depends. I mean, I know when my mom had me, that was the days before maternity leave. So she actually had to quit her job and ended up going back to work for the same company. And years later, 15, 16 years later, went back in and fought to have her previous service time put into her work record. And they did it. Which, you know, was the right thing to do. But that was something she had to look into, and she had to push to have that done. But it was like 7 years of work history that went into, you know, pension and things like mm-hmm. that, you know, back when people had those things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I understand it, but I think it's a lot of people looking for false things to be angry at. It's like, I want to be angry at this.
I don't think it's a false thing to be angry at. If this article had started with "she kept satellites in the sky and made a mean beef stroganoff,"
perfect.
No problem.
Yep.
Done. That's like life, right? I'd like to be remembered as she changed the lives of kids and, you know, I don't know, had an awesome family or a big television or something. I don't know what. Something like both, like two sides. Look, this is a person. Like, this is a life.
Mm-hmm.
These are the things that make you. You do badass
keeping rockets up in the sky shit, and also chemical, like creative chemical reaction in the kitchen, make a mean dinner.
Mm-hmm. And raise children that don't grow up to kill people.
Well,
so that's always
we don't
good.
Know that yet. What do we know about these kids?
So we had to wait until we got to the second paragraph, and that's a long time to wait to know that she did two things.
Oh my God, a whole paragraph?
I think it is
because, well, she wouldn't have got in the, she wouldn't have been in the New York Times like that. I don't know. I don't see the physical paper or whatever, but I'm guessing this wasn't one of those little, like, the funeral home audit thing at the bottom. It was an article because she was a rocket scientist who got a medal from the president. It's mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah.
So, but it does hit a nerve in the way we describe things matters.
All right. Well, that wasn't as much fighting as I was hoping for. Damn it.
Quick, make something up.
Okay. So I will. I'll be like these Florida country morning radio hosts. Val St. John and Scott Fish. They're serving indefinite suspensions and possibly worse over their successful April Fool's Day prank. They told their listeners that dihydrogen monoxide was coming out of the taps throughout the Fort Myers area.
That's hilarious.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Hey, Nate. Your epidermis is showing.
Oh, no.
Nate's epidermis is showing, you guys.
Ew.
Oh, my God. I can't hide it. The popular DJs are mainly in all this trouble. It's potentially a felony level because their listeners panic so much because they're stupid.
That's got to be the stupidest thing I've heard.
Yeah.
Radio DJs should not do anything having to do with water.
No.
Like, has nobody learned anything from Sacramento's experience?
Ooh. Yeah, don't. Dear radio DJs, we're not on the radio. We could be. If you'd like to have us on your radio station, send me an email, nate@natedarlingshow.com, and we'll make it radio friendly for you. Because
no,
we can do that.
F-bombs.
Fuck yeah, we can.
Yeah, we can beep that out. We can. we promise. If you want to pay us money, we promise not to say cunt or bullshit or cock and balls anymore.
I won't say the N word at all anymore.
I won't say those things for free.
That's very good of you. So anyway, Lee County, Florida officials had to issue a countywide statement calming the fears of the people.
It's very War of the Worlds, right?
Yeah. I mean,
War of the Stupid Worlds. Oh, my cat.
Oh
no.
Cats, what happened?
The cat just knocked out all the microphones.
Are we live?
The microphones.
I'm sorry. Headphones.
Just plug that into the hole there, Becca.
What's happening?
You're fine.
Can you plug
some, in? Some headphones just got unplugged. It's all good.
That's what I meant.
Any place where there's a big hole.
Getting inappropriate. Can you plug mine into the big hole?
There you go. There you go.
Cats did not like this story.
Yeah, they just ran through.
Cats are drilling holes all over. You know? All right.
So it's 19. I don't know.
What?
Can everyone hear us now?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, there was no loss of audio. You just couldn't hear you.
It was disorienting.
What happened?
That's going to make some great radio, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, the cat. Whoops.
Dead air.
Yeah. If you'd like a radio-friendly version of the show, we'll edit out all the cat shenanigans. No cat shenanigans.
Or we'll add more.
Story.
You know, whatever sells in your market is fine.
It's joking. Okay. So this is the press release that went out from Lee County for immediate release. Lee County Utilities water safe to drink. Lee County Utilities is receiving reports that a local radio station is reporting the water is not safe to use for any reason. LCU is not having any issues with the water supply and the water is safe to use. Lee County Utilities believes this is an April Fool's Day prank.
Glad that press release went out. That's gonna calm the masses.
And so it's crazy. And this is what the general manager says. Every break, we were telling listeners that it was a goof, a bad joke. Apparently the station. Yeah. Dear people in radio, please stop it. It's just bad. But also people. Just regular people.
Science class. Go to science class.
Or just Google it. If you're like, what is that? Just Google it.
By the way, also, look at your calendar. Is it April 1st?
Yeah.
Then stop believing what DJs tell you.
Here's a thing. Tell me if you've ever heard this before. So my husband said, like, I put up a dumb, I think I said I was going to root for the Giants now. It was like my April Fool's Facebook post, which is not neither imaginative nor compelling
funny?
In any way,
oh.
Or funny or anything. But I felt like I need to do something to mark the day. I think we talked about the last show. But my husband says you can't anything you do after noon, like, you're the fool. Like, there's a noon cutoff to doing April Fool's jokes. I said, that's not in our culture. That's your thing.
That's British
rules.
That's
like British. That's like European. And we don't do European shit, okay? Freedom fries, bitches. So,
but the Europeans would know what dihydrogen monoxide is.
Though. They probably.
They might.
But in a different language, maybe.
Yeah.
Except for the English people. Never mind.
Yeah, the English people would know it differently.
The English people don't consider themselves European. Fun fact.
They're probably more used.
I'm like, what continent do you think you're part of? We're not European. That's all I get at home.
They're an island.
Yeah, but they are. We can all agree that they're European, right?
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Take a look at the mirror, Rob. European.
Like, what side do you drive on? How do they... Yeah.
What do you eat?
So the station had a poll out asking when the two DJs should return to air. At the time this story was posted, 78% of the people voted never. Because they'd been... We've been fooled by the done DJs.
Oh, man. You Florida people.
I feel like this is one of those stories that gets imported to international newspapers so that everyone can laugh about America.
Yeah.
Well...
Yeah, but at the same time, most people are like, I don't get it either.
Yeah.
Because the article doesn't even say, like, dihydrogen H2... single O.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
So I still think there's plenty of people who are like, yeah, that's bad DJs. Why is it? Oh.
Actually, the article does say.
They say it's water, but they don't spell out the chemical formula.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Well, not that you.
But I can understand how in the moment people are like, what? Like the epidermis thing, when you don't know what it is and maybe you don't speak that level of science. However, they should not lose their jobs for that.
No, and I don't think they will. So. You never know, though. Because
and I don't even think the application of the law is accurate because the law is something like, you know, causing concern over something being in the water. If they didn't say it was like hexavalent chromium, they said it was water in the water, so. They, you know, fact is always, truth is usually defense to those kind of claims.
Not in Florida, it's not. Yeah. We started early. That didn't even make Florida Corner. Sorry. It is time for Florida Corner, though. From Salt Springs, Florida, a Florida man desperately trying to keep his haircut appointment reportedly drove his car through a construction site. Authorities said that 76-year-old William Faulkner,
probably no relation,
was headed to a barber shop to get his hair cut. When he crashed through a construction site. There we go. A worker who attempted to stop him was hit in the knee by his car. Faulkner was on his way to Hair Solutions for Ladies and Gents when he noticed the entrance to Salt Springs Square was blocked. Instead of finding another way into the parking lot, he simply decided to keep driving. A construction worker named William Crawford tried to get him to stop. Since Faulkner was in a rush to get to his haircut appointment, he refused to listen. When the 59-year-old worker attempted to remove a traffic cone the man had squashed with his car, Faulkner accelerated and hit him in the knee.
Oh, man.
That's like such a perfect grumpy old man story. Like, excuse me, sir, we're trying to... I'm late for my appointment.
I've got a haircut. Ripper snapper.
So, yeah, and I love that the young man in this story is 59. Then they changed the writing in the article. The suspect proceeded into the parking lot after Crawford moved out of the way. He then entered the barbershop. When police arrived on the scene, they discovered Faulkner had made his appointment.
Okay.
I did it, the man said reportedly as officers walked through the door. The 76-year-old told authorities he didn't want to find another way into the shopping center. He said he didn't want to miss his appointment to get his hair cut. The officers weren't impressed, though, and placed him under arrest.
That doesn't hold up in court. I didn't want to follow the rules of the road.
Christiana,
the rules of hair care are simple and finite.
Yes.
I had an appointment.
You know, legally blonde, anybody?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Oh, yeah. High
All right,
five.
Thank you.
But, you know, he had a really good-looking mugshot.
Yeah. If you don't look good, we don't look good.
It's true.
Worth it.
He was fresh.
He's a handsome man.
He was fresh. Now, in Florida Corner, we have Florida man. We also have Florida woman because we are equal opportunity. A Wilton Manors woman got
Where's
paid.
Florida trans. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Ooh.
And why does the man always come
binary.
Before the woman? That's how it should be.
Because,
Ryan, go ahead.
Because we're insensitive pricks in the bedroom, Ted.
Yay!
What's it from Austin Powers?
I was asking why the man comes before the woman in Florida, man and woman all the time.
Oh.
And apparently, because we're insensitive pricks. Anyway, sorry.
It's true.
Yay.
A Wilton Manors woman got painkillers for herself by forging prescriptions for her dead dog. That's right. Suzanne Lee Krause, 41, stole a veterinarian's prescription sheet from the Floresta Animal Hospital in Boynton Beach, where she worked. She used the sheets to obtain 240 hydrocodone and acetaminophen pills between July and November 2012. She made out fake prescriptions for her dog, Higgins, even though the animal had been dead almost 9 months. She used them in 9 trips to a Walgreens pharmacy.
You can get animal prescriptions filled at Walgreens?
I don't know. It's Florida. You can do anything. After a nearly 2-month investigation, 2 months of investigating this, because there's obviously no other crime in Florida, she was confronted by a sheriff's deputy as she walked from her car to the Coral Ridge Animal Hospital in Fort Lauderdale, where she worked as a receptionist. The deputy said he had phone and financial records that showed Krause's dealings with the Walgreens around dates and times of prescriptions being filled. She then broke down in tears, because that's what you women do, and told deputies she couldn't afford health insurance and needed pills for her back pain.
We men just run people down.
Mm-hmm. Pregnant women do, too. Deputies were alerted to the scheme.
When the story is actually kind of sad from top to bottom.
It is. When she tried to obtain the pills for a 9th and final time, a pharmacist at the Walgreens faxed Dr. Burns, that's the vet, asking her to verify the prescription. Wow. First of all, acetaminophen, you can buy that over the counter. You don't need a prescription.
Wait, are you?
It's Tylenol.
There must be something
maybe
special
it's like
about
larger...
it.
It's the hydrocodone. It's probably the larger version, but still.
Just take lots of Tylenol.
Yeah, exactly. All the prescription Tylenol is more Tylenol. That's all it is. So I don't know. Prescriptions for your dead dog. At the Walgreens.
Yeah, that
at the part, Walgreens.
I didn't know that was a thing.
I'm baffled by this. I just am. There's so much about this story that makes me go, what? What?
We should try it. Field trip.
I just read an essay today about someone who they got their prescription drugs by scheduling a bunch of nose jobs. And then I guess they pre-fill, you get painkillers because you're going to have this nose job. And then you just cancel the nose job and you keep the pills.
You can do that?
Yeah.
That makes a lot today.
Wow.
So many ways to steal drugs.
I feel like I'm really missing out because I got all those fun drugs after having a C-section, but I never really took any of them.
Where are they now?
They're just, probably expired.
Just hypothetically speaking, hypothetically. Like if I were at your house, where would I? What would I avoid?
What we're talking about. Just
right.
Kidding.
Well, because you have to find some like responsible way to dispose of them, so they're just sitting on a high shelf, unlike the toothpaste.
Oh,
in
the
a
toothpaste.
Safe space.
That's an inside story.
Don't leave your toddler with toothpaste. Just,
no.
That's just a quick lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Let's move on to the next story.
This is a Dear Abby column. Woman's big breasts are no big deal to boyfriend. Dear Abby, before we met, my girlfriend got large breast implants, and I think they're a terrible turnoff. But I don't know how to tell her. Should I try to overlook this because I love her? Or can I tell her the truth about why our love life is sometimes not so hot? I've known her for long enough. The next step is marriage. Or nothing. Mm-mm. She walks around the house bare-chested and obviously thinks that I find her breasts a big turn-on. I've faked it for 5 years. What should I do?
Oh, my God.
Sign not that excited in Colorado. Becca, what should she do? Or what should he do?
Honestly, it does not sound like they should get married. I mean, if he's really hung up on this and is like can't decide whether it's a deal breaker after 5 years, then I don't think that they're the ones for each other.
Ted, what do you think he should do? Let's play Dear Abby. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. I feel like that's a tough one.
Good. This is good, bad, worse material.
I mean,
it is.
They're clearly not meant to be with one another, because if he can't be honest with her about it, or he thinks she's going to flip out if he says something, it's an awkward conversation. I don't know. I don't know how Dear Abby does it.
Christiana, what do you think? How would you...
I'm with Becca. If it was really love and meant to be, I think you would... I don't know. Do you, when you're really in love with somebody, is there any physical imperfection that's really like a problem? Are there any physical imperfections? I would say not.
And do you write to Dear Abby looking for permission to break up with someone
for having big tits?
Well, yeah. I think he's just looking for permission to confront her about it and how to do it.
I think you wait until she really has to go in to have them repaired or fixed or inflated or whatever, and then say, baby, I really.
Go down a size.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I'll give you my answer, the correct answer at the end of this. Here's what Dear Abby says. Dear Not That Excited, your letter is a lesson in the dangers of faking it. Level with your girlfriend, but without using words, terrible and turn off. Tell her you love her, but while many men find large breasts to be a turn on, you actually prefer smaller ones to a degree that it sometimes affects your sexual performance. Explain that if she thinks her breasts are what have kept you interested, that's not the case. At some point, one or more of her implants may need to be replaced, and she might opt for smaller ones. Mm-hmm. So here's the real answer. Dear Not That Excited, come out of the closet. You're obviously a gay man.
Boo. Fake boobs aren't... I don't like fake boobs.
Look.
Yes.
I mean, how big are her boobs? If her boobs are like comically big in a natural way.
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's like basketballs and it's like super stretched out, I kind of get that. But if
I don't like big boobs. I'm not a gay man.
But there's big and then there's fake. Those are kind of two different issues.
Beach balls on your chest.
Yeah, I don't know. And if you really want the other advice for this, doggy style.
Or
there you go. Then you don't have to look at them.
In the middle of the night, just like puncture them so that she has to get new ones.
Sure. No.
That's much better than a conversation.
Then everyone wins. You can sue the manufacturer.
Slow saline drip. She's hydrated. He's happy.
Everyone's happy.
But I definitely think there are hetero men who do not prefer a natural breast.
Well,
that's okay.
There's preference, and then there's my girlfriend is very happy with her appearance and is very proud about it and feels very great about it, and it makes her feel awesome.
Oh.
So don't kill that. Don't kill that, dude. Just don't. Stop it.
That's
just
true. She's walking around topless. She likes you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I see your point.
Yeah, don't kill her her confidence is what I'm saying. Is it false confidence? Maybe so. By the very definition of the fake boobs, false confidence. Speaking of fake, Paris Hilton said she's no Kardashian abductor. In fact, she tells TMZ that the leaked Ford print ad that shows her kidnapping Kim's family is stupid because they're still good friends. She was signing autographs for fans at LAX. But who the fuck hangs out at LAX waiting for her to sign shit? Jesus. By the way, if you'd like us on a radio station, we will take that stuff out.
no one should say LAX.
It's true. It's true. We
before
shouldn't.
It or just Paris. Carved up too many, Paris, you know, uncomfortable layovers.
Okay, I'm actually going to be picking someone up at LAX on late Wednesday, early Thursday.
Can we say the L word?
Like a hey baby.
No, it's my friend, the newly minted lawyer coming back from New York.
Oh,
he's freshly minted from being sworn in.
Nice.
So I will be picking up. But who, seriously, people hang out at LA. I've flown through there. I cannot imagine people standing there waiting for somebody to sign. But yeah, the fact that, why would you even ask Paris Hilton about a Ford ad that never went out? We talked about this stupid ad.
Why would you talk to Paris Hilton at all?
Because she's got things, because she will talk to the people who come up to her with a camera and go, Paris, what about the ad? So anyway, moving on to court news. Dun dun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hold on. I need music for this. I can't do this without
dun, it. Dun dun.
Headline: Judge removes lawyer's penis from court file. April 2nd, a California lawyer has successfully petitioned a judge to strike his penis from the public record.
That was a very dramatic
pause. Porn version of the story, it just pretty much writes itself.
A photo of attorney Dwayne Beck's genitalia was included as an exhibit to a lawsuit filed March 13th by a woman identified only as Jane Sado. There are so many Jane Does, we need to add middle names, apparently. According to the complaint, Beck made a series of unwanted sexual advances toward Doe, who contends that she has suffered severe emotional distress as a result of the 51-year-old lawyer's actions. Doe, who works as a translator-interpreter for the legal service, charges that Beck repeatedly propositioned her, rubbed up against her on several occasions, and emailed her a nude photograph. While Beck and his Riverside law firm strenuously deny the merits of plaintiff's causes and actions and consider Doe's complaint an effort to harass, humiliate, and embarrass, their lawyers did acknowledge in a March 29th Superior Court filing that Beck's penis is literally Exhibit A. Oh.
It was like a perfect musical cue.
Yeah,
it really was.
That's
really
why I stopped. Well. How exactly does this happen? I mean, wouldn't that be like how you would identify? Like, hey, he's sending me pictures of his wang. Here's the picture of his wang that he sent.
It's sealed. It's not really stricken. It's just sealed. It still exists. It just means if somebody, because all of these court records you can pull down from online in most cases.
Mm, so you can pull his penis from the record?
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
You can pull it down.
From striking to pulling.
I don't know, though. If you're sending unsolicited pictures of your penis out into the world, I don't know how much privacy you can ask for, really.
Ah!
Yeah, I mean...
No, you can't. Well,
You, I don't know.
You can, and they did, and it worked.
You can seal it, but...
You can. You can seal it and unseal it.
I see what happened there.
Yeah, it's the way it works. So, yeah, I find legal things funny sometimes.
I find them funny every day.
Yeah, because no one's sending me pictures of their penis. By the way, do not send me pictures of your penis. I don't want them.
Or your man nipples.
Please don't. Do not do that. Don't put them on the Facebook page. Don't email them or anything.
But if you have big fake boobs, Nate wants to see them.
I can see those on the internet. Ted.
Okay.
If you have big fake boobs and you want to come and walk around in my house topless, come on over. We'll Ooh. Talk. I will encourage your level of confidence because you are a woman and I will hear you roar.
That's very empowering of you.
I know. I am a friend to women everywhere.
Jezebel loves Nate, darling. Becca's yeah. making faces.
There's so much cognitive dissonance in my head right now. I'm just like, I don't know. Everyone here is my friend, but I don't know what I'm doing.
I don't like you.
Here.
I'm dating one of you, but I hate him.
My whole goal is to make your head explode sometimes.
That makes good radio, too.
I know. It does. Well,
Better TV.
I think people can feel the uncomfortableness of the whole thing. Speaking of uncomfortable, those fuckers at Disney. By the way, if you have a radio, if you have a radio station, I will never say those fuckers at Disney if the show's on the radio. But fresh off its acquisition of Lucasfilm, those fuckers at Disney are shuttering LucasArts. That's the company's video game division. It was first reported.
Headlines seem worse, but than the story.
Yeah, it's first reported by Game Informer. Disney plans to take many franchises under LucasArts control and license them to third-party game developers. That's called outsourcing, people. Lucasfilm says it would lay off workers across the organization as a result. LucasArts is best known for its work in the 90s, including many Star Wars games, which I will not name here, and its innovative adventure games, which I will also not name, because if you care, you already know what they are. But the company has taken a backseat as of late, dropping only a couple of new Star Wars titles, Legoized versions of Star Wars, an Indiana Jones game, a reboot of the Monkey Island franchise. All were good, but none reached the heights of its studio's previous work. So, Disney says, after evaluating our position in the games market, we decided to shift LucasArts from an internal development to a licensing model, minimizing the company's risk while achieving a broader portfolio of Star Wars games. That means we're sending the job somewhere else because we don't want to pay people to come up with something new. But if the outsourced people come up with something new, we'll make a big pile of money from it.
If it means better innovation for games, I can't say it's a bad idea. What?
Ted Sampson, not friend of worker.
Oh, no. I mean, if they're sending it over to other places where people get paid jack shit for, jack poop. For the radio-friendly crowd, that's one thing. But, they have this awesome franchise. They should be doing better things than the crap they put out. I mean, they're talking about the 90s. That's when the last time they made a good game. You can see what makes me excited in the world of politics.
Yeah, that's why I turned to you
can
for
I just
this.
Pause and say it cracks me up that, like, one of the successful things is the Lego version of Star Wars. It's not even, like, Star Wars characters. It's Lego-wise Star Wars. Although I get that that's kind of brilliant for the artwork side of it because things can stay boxy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's true.
It requires fewer polygons.
Mm-hmm.
What happened? What happened?
I'm just checking the time.
What's in the sky?
No, I'm just checking the time. That's all.
We're expecting a guest.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny to me that Lego Star Wars, I bought a Star Wars Lego game for my nephew, and it's just
there you go.
Funny to me.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Nobody else? I don't know.
I'm not a big fan of Star Wars.
I didn't say it was a brilliant point I had to make. It's something that needed to be said.
The last decent game I played was Knights of the Old Republic, and that was a long time ago. On the Xbox. Anyway, no one cares. No one.
I didn't say no one cares.
No one in this room cares.
I
still have never seen the princess.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
The princess?
In Mario Brothers.
Oh.
What does that have to do with that?
Nothing. That was the last video game that I really played.
Oh, she's in another castle. I get it. Sorry. I was thinking of Princess Leia.
No. I just mean in Mario Brothers. Princess.
Or
Zelda.
Show. Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
I thought it was... Oh, hold on. That's the wrong song.
Are we back on the corner?
No, we're not. We're going to move on now.
Oh, there's yeah. John
Mellencamp. I thought that was a good place to move on.
Crap. I see you're going back to the Press Republican, so I had to say crap.
Oh. Well, it's Speak Out.
All right, I like Speak
it's
Out.
It's time for Speak Out.
I forgot to submit my Speak Out.
That's okay. There's plenty of time.
All right.
Don't worry about it. They do them all the time. First off in Speak Out, position. In the village of Rouse's Point, is the civic center manager's position considered full-time or part-time?
Zing.
I've made my point.
That's the whole thing.
It was more of a question than a speak out.
Like, I really don't know.
They obviously do this chronologically by how they come in and not by importance. Up next.
If you can't put everything at the bottom, that's why they can't do it by importance. Right. Just be like sideways and the paper's only that wide. So.
Yeah, they keep putting everything at the bottom and that doesn't work.
Well, they stack it up.
Yeah. Anyway. Next, Governor. I wonder how long Governor Cuomo will last before he gets thrown out by the people of New York.
It's just like people like wonder something and they have to call someone and say, I'm wondering something for myself, and they're just kind of rambling
to
the phone.
It's just a published Facebook feed of people you don't know. That's all it is.
It's Facebook for really old people, I guess.
I wonder how long Governor Cuomo will last. Anyway.
Stolen. Thank you, young girl who found my purse at Walmart. It was stolen and $300 was taken. Some people work hard for their money. Some, it's handed to them.
Damn.
or they steal it, I guess.
That was like the judgiest thank you post ever.
Yeah,
like,
it was.
I'm grateful, but screw all you people who don't work hard for your money.
The next one's called Together. It's not D against R or R against D. Well, it shouldn't be. It should be U.S. Let's work together to make U.S. again, like USA number one.
Ooh.
So that's some good stuff.
I agree.
USA. USA.
Class. This one might ring true for you since you have a child or will soon. Is it too much to ask for parents at sporting events to show some class and let their kids have fun and be kids? Your actions are an embarrassment to your child and the team.
Wow. That's like vague booking through Press Republican.
It is. It is.
You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, you know who it is.
You guys, we should totally vague book. Like, my co-host on the Nate Darling Show was like this or that. Like, do stuff about each other and see if it goes up.
Ooh.
Ferals. Kudos to the kind Plattsburgh lady for feeding the feral cats. Stray cats live a dangerous, horrible life and deserve our kindness. You have a big heart.
Aw.
See, they're not all bad. Some of them are good. let me find some of them. Some of these are just pointless to anybody who doesn't live there. They're all pretty pointless, but more so if you don't live there. Here's one on the Pope. About the new Pope. Say hello to the new boss, same as the old boss. As long as the church continues to condemn contraception, abortion, and gay rights, it will lose its members. Yeah, go ahead and let him in. our guest for show number two is here. Ted's gone to let him in, so we won't be hearing from
He'll
Ted
have
for
to
a
stay
second.
Here for 2 days, which is awkward.
I know. It'd be weird. guns. What is a government that sells guns to illegal aliens and gives weapons to foreign rebels want to deny its own citizens the right to own guns? Christiana, why? Exactly.
I don't know.
You guys, speak out is starting to get real now. It's starting to get political from the first couple.
and then campgrounds. If sex offenders are to be banned from campgrounds, I do hope it's only the ones who committed a true sex offense. I think it's laws against sex offenders are getting out of control.
Statutory rapists, come on into the campground.
I love that. Finally, someone is speaking up for the sex offenders out there. Ted, what happened out there?
He's on his way.
False alarm?
No, he's on his way. He's wanted to let me know he's leaving his house.
Oh, okay.
it's time for him to be here now, but he lives nearby.
We have a guest coming in for the second show, the Friday show, and he texted Ted.
No, he didn't text. Actually, gave me a phone call.
Oh, he called
That's
you.
That's weird. Is that what those things
like,
do?
What? Yeah, I know. My phone takes calls, apparently. What
That's craziness.
Who
amazing.
Buys a smartphone to make phone calls?
I feel like the curtain call has back. Been pulled back during this whole show. It's just been like... All this back behind the scenes.
Pay no attention.
Like wacky
cats.
Non sequiturs. I don't know.
Someone decided to make a joke in Speak Out. So I will lay this one on you. See if you like it. It's titled Smoke. They say secondhand smoke is bad for you. Unless you're waiting to see who the next Pope will be.
Ha! Wait. Is it secondhand then? Only if you hear about it from some. I don't.
No one says that, sir. Or ma'am.
No. I have no idea. But anyway, so that's it. What a weird show. What a weird show this week. Thank God we do two a week now. You get more. And we have a guest. We have a guest for you on Friday. He's a comedian and he's funny.
What a rare combination.
Unless you hate atheists, in which case he's not funny at all. He's horrible, horrible.
He's going to Hades.
He is. He doesn't know it yet because he denies it exists.
He'll find out soon enough.
He'll find out soon enough when that happens. Anyway.
And he's every bit the humorless feminist that Becca and I are.
And Ted,
so
too.
It'll be nice.
Am I humorless feminist, too? I guess I kind of am.
A little bit, but you know, I applaud you for coming out and being more of a heartless man this show.
I'm trying. It's difficult.
I know, it's terrible. I'm applauding the most horrible things. Anyway, that'll do it for the show this week. If you want us on your radio station, go ahead and give me an email. If you want to support the show, the best way to do it is to go ahead and click Shop Amazon at NateDarlingShow.com. Go ahead and buy whatever you like. It won't cost you anything extra. And it does support the show, so we do appreciate it. And thank you very much. We will have a new show back for you Friday morning when you roll out of the rack. Until then, toodaloo, asses.